Imagine that you have to break someone's arm. Right or left, doesn't matter. The point is that you have to break it, because if you don't, well, that doesn't matter either. Let's just say bad things will happen if you don't. Now, my question goes like this. Do you break the arm quickly? Snap, whoops, sorry, here, let me help you with that improvised splint. Or do you drag the whole business out for a good 8 minutes, every now and then increasing the pressure in the tiniest of increments until the pain becomes pink and green and hot and cold and altogether howlingly unbearable? Well, exactly. Of course, the right thing to do, the only thing to do, is to get it over with as quickly as possible. Break the arm, ply the brandy, be a good citizen. There can be no other answer. Unless. What if you were to hate the person on the other end of the arm? I mean, really, really hate them. This was a thing I now had to consider. I say now, meaning then, meaning the moment I am describing, the moment fractionally, also bloody fractionally, before my wrist reached the back of my neck and my left humerus broke into at least two, very possibly more, floppily joined together pieces. The arm we've been discussing, you see, is mine. It's not an abstract philosopher's arm. The bone, the skin, the hairs, the small white scar on the point of the elbow, won from the corner of a storage heater at Gateshill Primary School, they all belong to me. And now is the moment when I must consider the possibility that the man standing behind me, gripping my wrist and driving it up my spine with an almost sexual degree of care, hates me. I mean, really, really hates me. He is taking forever. His name was Rainer. First name unknown. By me, at any rate, and therefore, presumably, by you too. I suppose someone, somewhere, must have known his first name.